The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Tzavi Hei. The Mishnah in Periklah Godel says that the 39 malachas that are usher on Shabbos are learned from the Mishkan. To build the Mishkan and to prepare the materials, there were necessary actions like dyeing the wool and constructing buildings and so on and so forth. On today's daf, the Gemara introduces to us applications of these malachis to the human body. The Gemara says, Koicheles, dyeing the eyes, is usher because it is Seveya, painting. On a side note, the kecheles here is different than the kechoil that we mentioned in previous shiurim. The term kechoil is an applicator, as in makro b'sheveteres, mentioned in the various parts of Shas, which is a applicator and a tube. There are, I guess, similar to a tube of mascara, or different makeups that come with a tube, or a nail polish that didn't come with a tube and come with a brush that you could apply the makeup to the body with. So there were two different types of mixtures that were put in the eyes with this applicator. One was a sort of medicated eye drop, mentioned in the Gemara in the Bay of Daf Kof Beis, and a second was of a cosmetic sort, and that was to dye the eyes. And that's the form of kechoil, of kecheles, spoken about in today's daf. Now back to the subject. Kecheles is prohibited because it is painting, as is the other example mentioned on today's daf, Heves rak al aponim, putting a sort of a dye. Rashi explains a red dye with a plant base, putting that dye on the face to make the face red. Gedelus, the Gemara says, braiding is also because of boina. And for this, the Gemara brings a pasuk and a drasha that Hashem braided Chava's hair to make her beautiful to Adam, and the pasuk uses the word vayiven to build. Now, this is a subject that comes up very often, and I'd like to mention a few halachas that are derived from the sugya. Everybody knows that it's also to use a bar of soap on Shabbos because of the malacha of memache, smoothing a material. For the same reason, applying lipstick is aser, but there is another reason lipstick is aser, and that is tzeveya. She is coloring her face. The nafkamina would be that it would be usher to apply even a liquid or powder form. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe says that it would be mutter to put powder on one's face on Shabbos, and that wouldn't be in the category of tzeveya. In a later tshuva, though, he explains that he was referring to talcum powder, which when applying to the face, it doesn't last. A facial makeup, however, even if it's in a powdered form, for instance, like a blush, is usually made with a base to ensure its endurance for some time, and would therefore be prohibited as melecha sedeya. There is a Mogen Avraham, though, that makes it an interesting exception. The Gemara says in Shabbos that it's mutter to eat strawberries and the such foods that color your that it's a stain, even though the lips and the fingers are being colored. Comments the Magen Avraham that we can derive from here that tzeveya is only with a substance usually used for coloring. Therefore, we could take it a step further, he continues, that tzeveya would also only apply to a gender that usually performs such, meaning that only women would have an Isser of Tzeveya when using blush, and men wouldn't have that prohibition. It would be permissible. This would present itself, for instance, if a man has a large pimple on his face that he wants to camouflage. According to the Mogen Avraham, it would be permitted for him to apply a bit of blush or the such to recover it. Whereas for a woman, it would be prohibited to use any kind of makeup, even in a powdered form. So that's the application of Tzeveya to the human body. Now let's get to the next idea, to the next halacha, mentioning the Gemara. Gaidelas chayiv mishum boina. Braiding is prohibited because of boina, because of building. That's referring to braiding a woman's hair. How about braiding a wig, or a child going and braiding the hair of her doll, something that's not part of the body? So the Gemara says in countless places in Masechet Shabbos and beyond that ain binyan vestiri bekelim. There is no iser. There's no prohibition of building by a keli. The reason is because the terminology of building is reserved for a structure attached to the ground, except for in certain circumstances mentioned in the Rishonim here and there. But generally, building is only something that's to the ground or attached to the ground. Braiding of a person's hair is only chayiv because of the pasuk by Chava. A wig or a doll, which is not human, and it doesn't matter if the wig is a human hair or not, but it's not attached to a human body, is no better than a regular keli, and is exempt from melechas boina. There is, though, a separate problem that braiding, besides for being boina by a human, braiding is would also have a problem of oirig, weaving. The melacha of oirig is taking two materials or two ends of a material and weaving them together. So by taking two ends of the hair and braiding, that's done in the same fashion as weaving and would be even prohibited. Now, even though the oirig, the weaving mentioned in the Mishnah, and the weaving that was done in the Mishkan is weaving out of an article of clothing, and that's made to last, or so we hope. We don't want no one wants his clothing to be unraveled, and obviously the hair, even the wig, when it's being woven, when it's being braided rather, it's not meant to last. It's done for a chasner, it's done for a Shabbat, it's done for even for a week, but it's going to be taken out afterwards. But since braiding is similar and done in the same fashion as weaving, the Rabbanan saw it's fit to make a gezeirah that it would also be osur because of oirig. So just to review, braiding one's hair is osur because it's like boina, building, and braiding a sheitel will be also because of weaving. Now, just brushing one's hair doesn't have the problem of boina, and it doesn't have a problem of the weaving, because you're not doing the maisa of tying it together, you're not putting it together. However, using a regular comb or even a regular brush would be also, because it's a very common to pull out hairs. And that's the issue, the melacha of Tailish, uprooting. Now, brushing slightly with one's hand, or with a special brush with soft bristles, would be permitted. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Mogen Avraham that mentions the idea of being miyachid, setting aside a special brush for Shabbos use. At first glance, it seems that this is just to avoid using a brush with hard bristles. So it's just like a practical application, a practical idea how to get around, how not to be over in Talish on Shabbos. However, the police can point out that if that was so, if it's only a idea, only a eta toiva, so the word miyachid, setting aside, wouldn't have been used. Rather, it would the Mogen Avraham would tell us, go in and make sure to zoher, make sure to use a soft brush. So doing some investigation, looking into the makor of the Mogen Avraham, we find that he's Mitzayin a Gemara in the Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, talking about scraping one's body with a migareres, which is like a hard comb or a brush used to clean the body and to scrape down the body thoroughly. The Gemara says that Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda's mother made for him a migareres made from silver. Rashi explains, because of Uvdin the Choyal. Now, Uvdin the Choyal is a whole sugya, what goes into it, but the rough translation of it is doing things as done on a regular weekday. So the Mogen Avraham is telling us, even though straightening one's hair slightly with a soft brush is mutter, even so, one should designate a special brush for Shabbos use, so as not to do things as Udrin the Choyal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.